Exactly. 10 minutes now to 9 o'clock. The headline challenge with the Northern Echo coming up in about 5 minutes' time or so. But before then, a rat-catching dog from Redcar and Cleveland Council is retiring. Black Lurcher Ace has played faithful sidekick to pest control officer Steve Maguire since he was 3 months old. Our reporter, David McMillan, with his pocket full of treats for Ace on the cusp of retirement, is with them now. How's things going, David?
Ollie, Ace doesn't like treats. Ace eats rats.
All right.
That's all Ace is interested in. He's so focused. Rats. Doesn't want to be distracted by chocolate drops or dentist sticks or anything like that.
The reason, Dave, why I asked the question is that somebody told me here that Ace, in doing research for this, will apparently bark on command if you say chocolates. I did presume that the dog, even though the dog's not supposed to get chocolate, there might be a suitable doggy chocolate treat that was there for him.
Well, we've tried in rehearsals, and it didn't go so well. But we'll try again in just a moment. But where I am, Ali, is a very symbolic spot for Ace, because this is where Ace joins his vermin control colleagues in the council depot to plan their next precision raid to Red Redcar of the doity rotten rats who are the scourge of residents here. But on the other side of this rather harsh metal fence, Ace can see the lush, rolling pastures of Dormanstown, which will be all his in just a few weeks' time. And of course, by lush, rolling pastures, I mean stretch of grass between the British Legion Club and the MOT Centre. But I am joined by Ace and Steve. Steve, tell us how Ace became involved in your job.
Well, we picked him up when he was about 10 weeks old from my nephew. I brought him to work when he was 10 weeks old, kept him in the van until he was fully injected, where when he was, we started work with him in corn grain barns, in farms, also for catching rabbits, rats in people's back gardens, and on occasions rats which were trapped in kitchens, bedrooms and other rooms in the house.
So what makes Ace such a fantastic rat catcher, and why is he being eased towards retirement?
Well, he's quick, he can catch them, and the reason for his retirement is 12 years old, and just like everybody, you get arthritis, which he has in his rear legs. So I think it's only fair not to work him as hard as we used to when he was a younger dog.
Now, his last day is going to be around November time. Now, I've seen the films, and whenever a law enforcement officer approaches his last day before retirement, somebody tries to blow up the entire world. Are you worried that Roland and Shredder might form an alliance of oversized anthropomorphic vermin and launch a terrifying bid for world domination right here in Dormanstown?
No, I don't think that will happen. I think if he's still with me, he'll still try to have a go at getting rid of them.
So, will he go down as a legend in the vermin control department at Redcar and Cleveland Council?
Well, we will with me. I don't know about the rest of the pest control operators.
Steve, what's going to... I mean, it's Ali here.
Hi,
Steve,
Ali.
Hiya. What exactly is going to... It's OK saying the dog's going to retire, Ace is going to retire, but surely Ace rat catchers such as Ace never do truly retire, do they?
Well, no, they never truly retire. It's just a matter of not working him as hard as he was worked when he was a younger dog. He'll still come to work, he'll still be in the van, and if he needs to go out and catch a rat, then that's up to him.
I'm just thinking that all the rat population think it's going to be easy now because Ace is disappearing over the horizon. He's still going to be there.
He's definitely still going to be there.
Is there a replacement lined up? An even tougher, even harder, perhaps slightly erratic successor to Ace who needs to be kept a little bit in line by his senior colleague?
I'd ask to have the girlfriend about that. We'd like to, but, you know, he's getting old just like me, and dogs take a lot of looking after. So we'll see what happens in the future.
Is he the best dog you've had, Steve?
He is, yes, he's the best dog I've had. I've had dogs all my life,
yeah,
and so has the family, but he's the best one I've ever had.
You're going to miss him then when you're working with him every day, are you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, what type of habits does he have then?
Eating, barking, mainly just all sorts of funny habits.
Okay. Well, listen, we haven't heard actually from Ace himself, so let's try this then if we possibly can, Mr. McMillan.
Come on, let's go for it. Are you ready, Ace?
They say never work with children and dogs.